Afternoon, folks. I just thought I'd send a quick boo. I haven't really got anything major to report. It's been a pretty quiet week because obviously Chris has been away, but he's back today, but not until he doesn't get into Grimsby until 9:15 tonight. So it's going to be sort of 9:30-ish before he gets home. So I probably won't see him until tomorrow. He's back a couple of days earlier than planned. But even though it's been quiet, it's been okay, because obviously I've had the birds to keep me company. That is a reversing siren you can hear outside. I'm in the bedroom at the moment, because I had a couple of phone calls and stuff to make, and sometimes it's quieter to do it up here. That's why I'm sitting in the bedroom. Not a bad week, but for the first time sort of in ages, I woke up this morning and I was slightly chilly. I thought, ooh, and actually last night for an hour I put my heating on. It's starting to feel autumnal now. It's not bad day out weather-wise, but it's just got that little bit of a nip in the air. And I spoke to my mum earlier and she said the same. I think it's going to start getting a little cooler now. Never mind. I've got to pop out today. I have to go down to Heron and get some milk for Chris. And I also desperately have to go to the pet shop and get some parrot food. I was going to go yesterday. But this past couple of days, I felt a bit, not ill, but just a bit not quite 100%. And I just didn't feel like going out. So I gave the birds what was left of the food yesterday. And luckily, I had just enough. And it literally was just enough. So I really do have to go today and get some food. But that's absolutely fine. I'll do that this afternoon. Hopefully I won't see any more birds that I fall in love with. No, I'm when I went last time, because I go to the lady that I got the Quaker from, and she was also hand raising some black-headed cakes, which are another South American parrot, not very big. And I said, "How are they?" I said, "Are they gone?" And she said, "No, I've got one left." And I said, "Oh, right." And then afterwards, she said, "Yeah, I've still got that one. Remember the little tiny one I told you about who was really small?" I said, "Yes, should I've still got him." And I thought, no, I'm not going to ask, can I see him? I don't know whether she was hinting for me to have a look at him. I thought, no, I'm not going to. I'm not falling for that one, no. No. Oh. But yeah, I will have to go and get some bird food. And the eggs that I've got left budgie-wise, I think from about tomorrow, the one pair should start hatching. So we'll see what happens there, because so far I've had no luck. Plenty of eggs, but no chicks. So, yeah, whether I'll have any this time, I really don't know. But I will keep you posted on that. I've just looked through my boos and found out that two of my followers, not only are they both guide dog training, I think they're both training with their fifth dog, which is strange, but also they're both training and they're both on the same class, which is really weird. So got two of my followers training at exactly the same time in exactly the same place. So I've just sent them a good luck message. And I'm going to stop rambling on now, because I think you've heard enough of me for one morning. Well, afternoon. So, and just before I go, Frankie is doing really well. She has now taken to... if I let her out and go in the kitchen to make coffee or do something, she follows me in the kitchen and she likes to come up and sit on my shoulder, which is really sweet because I wasn't expecting that from her, because she prefers men, really, if she has the choice. But, yeah, I think we're reaching an understanding of one another, which is really nice. But there we are. So I will send this, folks, because this isn't the most exciting boo I've ever done. Never mind. I will speak to you all at some point soon.